Students at South Broward High in Hollywood are waiting in the rain to get inside what used to be the video production classroom, except the video production program was cut last school year. Now the room is a maze of lime green, red, and purple textbooks, stacks and stacks of them, more than 5 feet high.
So in the front is the math books, then it goes science, after math, and then social studies, and then foreign language.
Deborah Hickson is the school's textbook coordinator.
And English would be to the left side of the room. We have to leave a path for the computer carts to zoom through here.
There are no bookshelves because the county can't afford them.
Honestly, there's no point in spending money on bookcases when there's no really a need to use them.
It's just one sign of the massive budget crisis facing Broward County schools. This year, the district eliminated the jobs of 1,400 teachers and about 1,000 other employees. That's more than any other county in Florida. And Broward teachers are now the lowest paid urban teachers in the state. In the last 3 years, their salaries have been cut by 16%. Compare that to the 6% pay cut in the next worst district, DeSoto County. And with budgets for classroom supplies shrinking, underpaid Broward teachers are recruiting students to help stock their classrooms.
I brought in paper, I brought in tissues.
I brought in paper towels.
Markers and rulers and pencils and scrap paper.
That's South Broward High seniors Christine Panite, Kevious Morgan, and Taylor Drake. It's nothing new for teachers to ask students to bring in school supplies, but Morgan and Drake say their art and algebra teachers gave their class an irresistible incentive.
Teacher was like, okay, I'm running out of paper towels, and I don't know how you guys are going to dry your hands after you clean them, so if you bring paper towels, you know, you get a letter grade up.
So not a whole letter grade up.
10 points. That's a whole letter grade up.
Oh, like on the assignment?
No, 10 points.
Like on the whole, like, grade.
Yeah. Whole grade.
It saved me. Yeah, it increased to, like, C to B.
The principal of the school, Alan Strauss, says he didn't know this was going on, but he says it doesn't surprise him.
Because of the difficult budgetary times, but we don't encourage it to be for extra credit because that could be seen as a socioeconomic advantage. So I'm not a big fan of that.
Strauss says 5 years ago, this wouldn't even be brought up in the classroom. The Broward School District is trying to rebound from a statewide grand jury report that blasted the school board, calling it inept and corrupted by contractors and lobbyists. If it were legally possible, the grand jurors said they would fire the entire board. But the tumult at the top hasn't hurt student performance, at least not yet. Broward County is one of 4 finalists nationwide for the Broad Foundation Prize, which recognizes student achievement in large urban schools. But Becky McMahon expects that will change soon. She's the budget director for Broward County Public Schools.
I think eventually, if these reductions continue, you know, it's hard to teach in a classroom with 65 kids or 30 kids. I'm hoping this year was our toughest year.
Other districts could have their toughest time next year. The Broward School District spent nearly all its federal stimulus money last year, when other districts like Palm Beach and Miami-Dade held on to some. But that stimulus money is likely to run out for them this year. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Hollywood.